It's Tuesday morning, right around 7:50. Every Tuesday morning here at Bear Country 95.3, we speak to the folks over at Montague Webworks. Now, I say folks because we're usually talking to Patrick this morning. We welcome Mick from Montague Webworks here at Bear Country 95.3. Hello, sir.
How are you doing, Kevin?
I am doing fine. And yourself?
I am doing just great.
We talk about websites that they admire over at Montague Webworks each week. We also talk about improving your own website.
As we will today.
So this morning, I understand that you are going to tell me what SEO stands for. Now, SEO is something that people who work on the internet know about all the time, but for just some schmum like me, I don't know what SEO
stands
for.
You're no schmum.
No. What does SEO stand for?
SEO stands for search engine optimization.
Now, why is it important?
Well, think about this. Do you use the Yellow Pages anymore?
Well,
as much as you used to.
Being a short man, sometimes I need the Yellow Pages to boost my chair
every once in a while. Right.
Right. Not as much as I used to, basically.
Not as much. I keep mine. I don't throw it into the kindling pile either. I do hang on to it. But most often, you go to a search engine, Google or Yahoo or whatever, if you're searching for something, especially
right.
a local business.
Okay.
If you're a local business, this is when it really makes a big difference because more and more people are going there. You want people to find you. Let's say that you do remodeling construction and you know that there are people that are now using Google or Yahoo and they go to their browser and they type in remodeling Western Mass.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a business that services that area, you have to come up in those search engine results or they're not finding you. It's as if you're not in the book.
So, you know, if we want Gary Shagnon, who talks to us every Tuesday morning, a bit later on in this morning about building and remodeling, if he wants to show up in those Google searches, he has to concentrate on SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Gotcha.
Optimizing your website for search engines so that they will find you.
When I do search for something online, I usually don't go too far down the list.
That's right.
I'll look at the first three, maybe.
And you figure if it goes beyond the first page, it's not as relevant. You know, search engines are very good at what they do, and they're doing their absolute best to give you what you're looking for.
So if I've got a website, whether I'm a business, whether I'm a person with a website, something I want people to draw to more often, what are some of the steps that I can do to ensure more SEO? Am I saying that correct?
More relevancy.
Gotcha.
In the search engine results.
All right.
SEO is the art of that relevancy. So there are many things that you can do. First of all, I would go to Google
yep.
and type in a couple of different terms. One is SEO tips,
mm-hmm.
you know, tips for search engine optimization.
Okay.
And then the other is keyword tool. And keywords are really critical because keywords are what people are typing in to the search engine, right? They're doing reconstruction or
building. Yep.
And so these are the words that absolutely have to show up on your website.
Okay.
Some people have on their, they're more worried about what their website looks like. So their homepage will have a lot of graphic.
Search engines like Google, they look for text.
They're not looking, they don't know what's in the picture. They can't decipher what's in the photo. So
mm-hmm.
essentially, you're a black hole. It's like building a sign and then putting it in your basement.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as being found on the internet. So keywords are critical. And the most important place to put them is on your homepage. You want about two or three, maybe four paragraphs on your first page that serve two purposes. One is for the actual human that comes there, the person, your customer that's coming there to read about what you do. But the other is to have as many keywords as possible for the search engines to use because they're indexing your website. If you're
Gary Shagnon from Shagnon Building and Remodeling.
You know, or, you know, we could say a whole bunch of businesses, you know, a liquor store in Greenfield. You want to say that on the homepage. You're a hit.
So Dylan Chevrolet has to have Greenfield auto dealer, car dealer,
on their homepage.
Yep. To make sure that they show up.
Maybe the names of some of the salespeople, if they're sort of like known around town. Like, you know, the homepage is the most important, but you have to have a lot of good information on other pages. So I've got a little list here, but here's like, you know, two or three. You want to have at least 400 page words per page. You don't want to have a page that just has one sentence on it because that's sort of throwing it away.
A waste.
The more content you have on your website, the more words there are to be found, the larger website, apparently the more important it appears to be because there's a lot of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important that the keywords, again, are very relevant to your business. And that's where if you go to Google and you type in keyword tool, they have a couple of different tools there that help you figure out what the search engines think your site is about,
uh-huh.
which is really startling. I actually did Bear Country this
Uh-oh.
Morning, and there's a little bit there about radio station, but there's long sections on like yummy bears, baby bear cards, and And so it's pretty funny, actually. You know, we looked at our website, and because we have stuff about, you know, what we do here on the radio show, there's a lot of stuff about radio promotions and stuff, and that's not really what we do, but because it's on our homepage.
Right.
So it's weird, you know, and so we will show up in some of those searches, know who your competitors are, and type in their, you know, if you go to that keyword tool thing, type in their URL and see what shows up, and then maybe use some of those keywords that they suggest in this Google tool. You know, there's a lot of other things. So I would really suggest typing in SEO tips or keyword tool and see what they says and follow some of the advice. And some of it's very, very, very easy. Some of it is technical, and you'd have to ask your web person to do it for you. But some of it is stuff that you should be able to do on your own.
Montague WebWorks is also a part of our Save 30% store.
That's right.
At bear953.com. That's services right. At a 30% discount.
That's right. And we can build a site for you at a 30% discount from a normal rate, or host it if you want to move it on to us.
Fantastic. Mick from Montague WebWorks, have a great day.
It's been a pleasure.